Kalam Pelgi Gimel Mishnah Bab Eitam Mishamish is a Matchis Tamei. Wood that serves a purpose in a metal kli, that kli is entirely Tamei, including the wooden part of it. Even though a wooden kli without a receptacle is not Makabel Tumah. Since this kli is mostly made out of metal, and a metal kli with an identifying name is Makabel Tumah even though it does not have a receptacle, even the part of the kli that's wood is Makabel Tumah since the kli is considered a metal kli. By Matchis HaMashamish is the eighth to her. The metal that serves a purpose in a wooden kli, that kli is tar, even the metal part of the kli is tar, as a flat wooden kli that does not have a receptacle is not makabel tumah, even though part of the kli is metal, since most of the kli is wood, it's considered a wooden kli. Kesad, what's the case? Pesach esho eit ba pin shalash shal matchit. Afilo achas tumah, a lock that's made out of wood, and the clutches in that lock are made out of metal. Even if only one of the clutches is made out of metal, the lock is made as makabel tumah. Even though this is a wooden kli without a receptacle, since the clutches is the main part of the lock, and the clutches are made out of metal, even if only one clutch is made out of metal, it's considered a metal kli, and it's makabel tumah. Pesach esho matchit ba pin shalash shel eitz tahor. But if the lock is made out of metal, while the clutches are made out of wood, in such a case, this lock is tahor, it's not makabel tumah, as the clutches are the most important part of the lock, and since the clutches are made out of wood, it's considered a wooden kli, which is not makabel tumah if it does not have a receptacle. Tabash or matchit b'chaisim shalash or amog. Tumah. A ring that's made out of metal, while the seal of that ring is made out of amog. Amog, the Mephoshim say, is coral that is found in the sea. And amog has the same thing as a kli eitz, that it's not makabel tumah if it does not have a receptacle. This ring is makabel tumah, as since the main part of the ring is made out of metal, metal is makabel tumah even though it does not have a receptacle. Tabash or amog. But if the actual ring was made out of coral, while only the seal was made out of metal, in such a case, it's considered a coral kli, and it's tahara, it's not makabel tumah, since it does not have a receptacle. Now, even though it does have a small receptacle, as the seal is made out of metal, and the metal seal is put into a small hole in the ring, so that's the receptacle, the Mephoshim explains that since the seal is never taken out of the receptacle, in other words, the seal is part of the ring, so therefore we do not look at it as a receptacle, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. Hashen shebetasha bepeseches ushebemafteach tmeah b'fnei atzma. The tooth that is in the plate of a lock, this tooth pushes the ball that locks the door, or the teeth in a key. That would be tmeah by itself. The tooth that would be separated from the lock or the key would be makabel tumah, even though it's no longer part of the lock or the key. And this tooth is considered a kli in itself, and since it's made out of metal, it's makabel tumah. Sachas kelim perakit yemo mishnah zayin akadumim hashgaloinish and ishbru va'onkali shalahen kayemet harayelu tumet. Kedumim that are made in Ashkelon that broke. Kedumim are grappling iron. Their paws made out of wood with hooks attached to them. And those hooks are used for holding water bottles. The water bottles pull off while they're hanging on those hooks. If the kedumim broke and the onkali is still around, onkali are the hooks. Those hooks are makabel tumah. Even though they're a longer part of the kedumim, they're considered a kli. Hama'aber v'hamizra v'hamagot. These are three different types of pitchforks that are made out of wood. The first type of pitchfork is used for carrying spool from place to place. And the mizra is used for winnowing spool, while the magot is a little bit different than the mizra. It's similar to a rake. It's used for getting the shaft out that has not been removed by the mizra. V'chei ma'asrit shorot shenit la'achas mishinim. And so too, a wooden comb that's used for combing hair. If any of these kelim are missing one of their teeth, v'asan shel matchis, and the wooden teeth that's missing was replaced with a metal tooth. Harelu tumah. The pitchforks are not makabel tumah. As until now, they were not makabel tumah, since they're made out of wood and they don't have a receptacle. A kli eitz, a kli made out of wood without a receptacle, is not makabel tumah. But now that one of the teeth has been replaced with a metal tooth, now it has the din of a kli matchis, a metal kli, and a metal kli makabel tumah, even though it does not have a receptacle. V'akula namar Rabbi Yeshua. But all these kelim, Rabbi Yeshua said, this is a new thing that the Chachamim were machadesh. This din that the Chachamim were machadesh, that a wooden kli with only one metal tooth, even though it has other teeth that are made out of wood, is considered a kli machis, a metal kli, and it's makabel tumah. That's certainly a new thing that he had never heard. And Rabbi Yeshua said, I have nothing to respond about this halacha. It doesn't seem to make sense to Rabbi Yeshua that the wooden kli that has other wooden teeth and only one metal tooth would be makabel tumah and would have a din of a clean matzah.